like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM in Amory, Wisconsin, downtown Amory. My name is Mike Murtha, and helping like always is Eddie Schmidt. This is live radio, so keep that in mind, you guys. You know what I'm saying? We feature a guest each month, and tonight we have my brother John Murtha to help us share some music and some lively stories. Most of the stories are true, but wait, there's more. We've got Mark Junker, better known as Festus Hagen, in studio as well. He is warming up his voice in the bathroom right now. Hagen, not so loud, we can hear you. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors, this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's go, yeah. Trigger Happy Memories. This is our new show, the last Thursday of the month, and we'd like to dedicate this show to our mother, Arliss, who will be listening. She's a resident in Hammond at the nursing home, and so we welcome her as a listener, and all of our faithful listeners that's been tuned in for, Eddie, we're going on 5 years. It'll be 5 years this fall, but we welcome all the new listeners, and we certainly welcome Bob Zonk back with us again.
You bet. Engineering. It's great to have Bob back.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. And he said he's not going to play the accordion tonight because of the surgery. It's not a good idea, but well. next time we're going to, and when you do, Bob, I'm bringing the tuba. That's a promise, yeah. So, Eddie, how you doing over there? Good to see you.
Good, yeah.
Yes.
It's been the season's starting to get busy for us here. Quite a bit of stuff coming around.
Yeah.
Everything's starting to open up real good again, so.
We just went to that big car show over at the State Fairgrounds last Friday, and it was so fun.
Oh.
They, of course, didn't do it last year, and it was, I mean, people are just anxious to get out. It was, we had just a great time with doing that, but we had some good guests here last month. Greg Wheeler was with us, Randy Sins, and John Lynch, yes. So
yeah,
that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. That was a busy full room that night.
Yeah,
we're getting used to keeping more people in this small room, but we make it work somehow.
And Dave Corbett, we thank him for engineering for us last month. That
yep.
was great. And Eddie, I don't know if you're listening at all, but I mentioned that our guest tonight is my brother John. You seemed a little distracted when I was talking there. Did you catch that? Did we have John here?
No, yeah. I heard you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh. Good. Well, it's kind of a special night, I think. And, of course, we've got Mark Junker, better known as Festus Hagen.
Mr. Hagen.
And, of course, our dad always called him Mr. Hagen.
That's right, Mr. Hagen.
Yeah, so how you guys doing, John? Good to see you.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, thanks all for good. Doing this.
You bet.
Yes, we appreciate you taking the time and share your talents with us. And that's what's kept this show going for, like I say, we're going up on 5 years this fall. So
yeah.
Generous people like you that want to come in and share some music, and Festus, good to see you too. We're gonna
thank you.
Have you guys do some singing, and we were quite proud here last week, John. We won a trophy again with the Polka Busters.
That's right. I know we played in the parade in Baldwin this year. It's kind of starting over with a new name and whatever, but they kind of wanted to get the hometown flavor, I guess. Of
sure.
Fun music, whatnot, and we were asked to play the Polka Busters, and it's called the Windmill Days now, but we ended up on the front page of the paper and got a trophy out of it and had a good time on top of it, so it was a win-win.
It was fun, yeah. I was surprised of the paper that we Although yeah. we've been in a lot of papers through the years. It's it's such an eyesore, that thing, but she ran good. And
I can't believe, Mike, that you guys got back from Bangladesh. Yes. Time to do it.
Well, we've been busy. It's been busy.
Well, we were trying to figure out what put us over the top to win that trophy, and you thought maybe it was the little pep talk you gave us. And then we thought maybe yep. it was Bob Hubdy singing that George Jones song.
Yeah, he stopped loving you today, her today, polka.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a polka, yeah. That might have been it. It was hard to tell. I mean, the way we dress, too, I mean, we don't cheat on nothing, you know.
No.
Dress up and look good.
But I think what really did it is Gary McIntyre got, the accordion player, got some new hearing aids. Yeah. And where did he play now?
Oh.
He said, I never didn't realize I made so many mistakes.
He thought we were in C-sharp the whole time.
Well, he said it made quite a difference that he can actually hear us now. So it was good to get together with Gary as well. But anyhow, John, you want to sing a song here for us right away? We'll come back and do some more stories.
Sure. All right. I had a few in mind. One of them here I haven't done for quite a while, but it's always been a good song. It's Randy Travis, one called The Storms of Life.
Yes.
We'll try that one.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, thank you. Let's see if we can get through this one. Kick her up, anyway. There's a dirty piece of cardboard that reads Montgomery Ward, taped across the window of my old Ford. A six-pack on the front seat and a box of chicken wings. I'm dialing across the radio for a song that I can sing. Better change my wandering ways. I know I've seen my better days. Always getting high and I get low. I let the soul out in the rain. Lord, what a price I've had to pay. Storms of life washing me. Pouch, tobacco sign, fading on the barn, bringing back sweet memories of Mama's farm. When love was just a country girl who lived on down the road, you know, she almost had me turned around. That was years ago. I better change my wandering ways. I know I've seen my better days. Always getting high when I get low. I left my soul out in the rain. The storms of life washing me away. The storms of life washing me away.
Oh, very nice. That is John Murtha, my brother. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. If you're just tuning in, this is Trigger Happy Memories. And we got a live show going here, and we're having some fun already. This is great. We were listening to Eddie doing a little bit of radio work there in between. You want to explain just a little bit, Eddie, that what you've been doing with the radio station?
When I retired from my full-time job back in December, and I took a whole 2 weeks off, and then I came in and started volunteering for Bob, and I come in and help, and just did a few spots, and then I actually still help record the spots for the afternoon country show from 3 to 5, Monday through Friday. So, sure. But it's just been a nice transition to come in.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to come in and help out. And
well, you did a lot of help while Bob was laid up there,
he
too.
He did, I think. For a fact.
Yes, he did.
I couldn't have done it without him.
I believe that, yes, a lot of help. Does Bob still have you climb the tower once in a while and adjust that antenna?
No, but we were out there a week ago or so and mowing the lawn out around the antenna out there. So.
Oh, yeah. So. I talked to Uncle Bob Holmes today, John, and I told him that you were going to be on the show, and he was quite excited. So I just got thinking about some memories of the Country Dam. What is there anything in particular that sticks out to you?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I think everyone's got such good memories of that place. Everybody you talk to has got a story, but, you know, it was such an impressive building to start with.
Right, yeah.
You know, the sawn homes cut wood out of, you know, the logging, and just the old wood itself and the balcony up on top or the bar behind the stage, I should say, on top of the bar, you know, in the middle of the room. It was just unbelievable. I mean, you walk in, it's impressive, but I can still hear that door. The front door swing was a great big bang, 4.5-5-foot door, you know, and banging and squeaking. And
same thing when Smiley was throwing somebody out of there.
Yeah, that's right. Big boardwalker on the outside, you know. People stood around out there in the nice weather and in and out, and it was just a lot of activity. It was such a fun place. And, you know, Bob behind the bar there, he never missed a time. I don't think we ever played there without Bob being there.
Well, you're right there. I never thought about that. Yep. He was always there.
Always there. He worked all day, and he worked nights and closed her up, and he was a good friend and still is.
Still is, yeah. I guess we'll come back to some more memories about that, but like Sunday nights were kind of special up there for us. That a lot of the musicians have played Friday and Saturday somewhere in the area. They'd come up to see us, and we'd share the stage with them and feature some people. That was fun. And
that seemed to be like our favorite night, I think.
Yeah.
You know, with some of the big weekends, it was, you know, a lot of great, you know, big crowds there, of course. But Sunday night was a little bit smaller, but everyone was kind of played out and just sit back listening. And then all the other musicians, like I said, would come in from around the area and join in kind of a jam session. It was always a special, fun night.
Yeah, we'll come back to some more of those stories. You want to sing something yet, Eddie, or do you want to?
No, I'm just sitting here having fun listening to the stories.
Okay, yes.
I will a little bit, yeah.
Okay. John, you want to do another one?
Well, I sure could, I guess. How about we do, speaking of Uncle Bob there, there's one of his favorites, is Johnny Rodriguez, too, one called Riding My Thumb to Mexico. He always asked me about doing this song, and we'll see if we get through it again for Uncle Bob out there. This old highway seems so lonesome when you go, where you've been, and a lonesome song make me cry time. But the billboards on the highway and the brake lights on the car make me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If he comes or if he goes, it doesn't matter anymore. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter where or how I go. Well, I'll ride the sun till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. And the reason that she left me, not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man who needs a change of atmosphere. If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride the sun till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb. My son Justin likes that song too. We gotta send that out to him too. He's listening tonight.
Of course, the Urbis Brothers did that.
Yes,
we recorded that with them, and
yes,
it was great how they did their version of that. Was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Festus Hagen is with us here, Mr. Hagen.
You're kidding,
yes, Festus? Yeah, I just flew in.
Just flew in. Well, good to see you. You've been a long time friend of the band, and got to be friends with all of our families.
Yeah.
And you come to most of our birthday parties and on, but I'm so glad you came up here with us, too.
And I'm glad to be here.
Well, good. We're going to have you sing a song here.
Have you been with John the longest now, Hagen?
I have been with John the longest. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
So you want to do a little bit of Don't Be Angry? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, I'm going to do it.
And okay.
It's been like 30-some years since I've done this, Mike. And so I am a little nervous, and just getting thrown out of the rest home, this might not be your best decision to have me on the radio.
That's the true story. That wasn't too long ago. Like you said, John, put that on his resume.
Oh, yeah, put that in resume. I mean, we all know people that's probably been kicked out of places and whatnot, We waved goodbye to Festus so many times before the night's over. I never figured what happened at the rest.
Well, I told that to Greg Wheeler, and he said of all the places he should have been kicked out of through the years and wasn't, goes to a nursing home, and
we're playing along there, just minding our own business, having fun, and he said, "I guess I gotta leave."
I did want to bring that up, Mike, because your mother has been a second mother to me.
I know,
for years and years, and. And I understand that she got a pretty good kick out of that.
Yes, she did. She laughed just about as hard as Greg Wheeler laughed about that. She thought that was... Yeah. So, Hagen, I'm glad you're a good sport and you can laugh about it, too.
Well, how many people can say that?
Yeah, I know.
Not
too many. So,
Well, Eddie, I guess you're going to get this on. We're going to get it on. With me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy, 'cause you're mine. I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, "Come and be my bride." Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you here forever by my side. Hear that. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God will know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will.
So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy, 'cause you're mine. And my head stays sort of foggy, 'cause you're mine.
We made her.
Good job, Festus. Very good.
Very good.
That is Mark Yonker, better known as Festus Hagen, Mr. Hagen.
And I'm so glad to be here, Mike, that you asked me.
Well, we're glad you're here. We've got lots of stories we could... Well, we can't tell very many of them on the air. But there's one I think I dare tell that we were playing at the Valley House years ago. And there was this woman that... She sure liked to dance with you, Festus, and you were always so nice to dance with her. You're a great dancer, but she just really enjoyed dancing with you, and she'd always come over and ask you to dance. Well, as you're dancing, John leans over to us and extend the song, make it longer. We played that song for, I don't know how, 10, 12?
10, 15 minutes.
And you finally figured it out after 7 or 8 minutes.
And she was not going to give up and go to the table either.
She was enjoying every...
Oh, the dirty look she got from him.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, there's a... And some deer hunting stories and on. We won't go into those either. But, John, I was thinking some of the memories. You remember of the country day? I remember when Bill Smith brought the school bus up with a bunch of people. It was his birthday.
Yes.
I think he borrowed that bus from Polly Cudd.
That's probably right. Yeah.
And
you're right.
It was his birthday, and he's got, I don't know how many people, 25, 30 people in that bus. And of course, Bill had to drive. And driving home, I think Lucy said he was about 25, 30 miles an hour on the way home.
That's right. That's a good story.
Yeah,
they made a lot of trips up to Froom River Falls, up to the country.
They did.
But they finally put them all together in a bus.
Yeah, it was. I think about like Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend were big weekends. You know, like the Sunday nights were just huge crowds there.
Oh, man.
A lot of people came from the Twin Cities that had cabins on, you know, Deer Lake or Wabagasset, whatever, would come to the country day on. Yeah,
they extended. Remember, we played their weekends, and it kept, you know, like I said, the holiday weekends were always big. But then they kind of went to a Wednesday night, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then we filled in with a Thursday night for a while.
Sure.
And that kind of was a little bit over the board, maybe. So they dropped back to the Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for a long time. But I think, like we said earlier, the Sunday night was kind of like everyone has kind of played out and sit back and just play some music and
sure.
Yeah, it was a fun place.
You bet, yeah.
I think one of the first time I saw you guys up there, I think I was playing with Skip Spaulding in the back room for a private party, and I walked out front and saw this band up above the bar on that stage up there, and I thought, boy, these guys are the real deal there.
It was a fun, great place. I remember that too, Eddie. Bands in the back and bands in the front. We'd walk back and listen to them guys on our break, and they'd come up front.
Well, Mike Blue, a friend of ours with the Dweebs, but he had Vicious Rumor back then and Loose Change, but he would be in the back room, always had really good bands, and played some really good rock and roll. And we got to know Mike in later years. But, yeah, those are some of my good memories. We got some more of them, too. But
tell Festus to tell him at the damn near when you... Sitting at that piano.
Well, I had a little short rodeo career and was with a... to make a long story short, I got off the horse and I gave him to my brother because I was late on making up to the country dam where I've done sound work and this and that and different things for the guys. So I still had my tag on my back and I still had my boots and spurs on, and there was a player piano in the dining room. So having a few beers in me, and, you know, I decided to go in there, and I sat down, and I dropped a quarter in there, and I started playing this piano. And the people were in dining there were looking, and, man, that guy is just great, you know. Well, Mike, the humor that Mike has got, he saw this. So when the song was over with, Mike comes in to talk to me like, hey, you know, can you play another song? And he drops a quarter in, and nobody knows it. So I started playing another song.
He was getting tips. They were throwing dollars up there for him.
Oh, yeah.
Bouncing away at them keys. Oh.
And that was was a great memory, and I think it was one of the first or second times I had been there with the guys.
Sure. Well, Uncle Bob remembers you very well. I'm going to try a song here that, do this for Mom. This is one of her old favorite songs. It's a Bobby Vinton song. We haven't done this for a long time, but called Roses Are Red. And again, this, we're dedicating this show to Arliss, our mom, and she's going to be tuning in. So, Eddie, do you remember how we kicked this off? You went to the four, I think it was it?
This winter, when I was sitting around not doing a whole lot before we started playing, and I thought, boy, when I had a weight restriction, I couldn't carry the steel, and I thought, well, I got to get myself a nice little six-string lap steel. And so,
yeah, works good. If you get to Arizona next winter, you bring that with you.
Yeah, I can carry that right on the plane with me. So.
Yes. Eddie, do you remember Dave Larson, who was the band director? In at St. Croix Central, and Jeannie also taught music at St. Croix Central. They're living in Duluth now, and they've tuned us in a few times from Duluth, and we have an Arizona connection with them. They are out kind of in the area that we go to, and they've been out to our house, and we've been out for supper with them. But I got thinking about Dave's dad was Norm. Is that right? And I bet you your mom knew him from the...
And I think she even played with him a couple of times or filled in with Pete Serenaders.
Okay, when, Pete Serenaders.
Yep, when they were playing around and stuff. And
yeah.
I can remember being a kid and going to see him at, I think it was Kohl's in New Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And went to see my, we had stopped and saw Uncle Irvin and Bernice. But I could still see Norm standing on that stage, and he had that thicker, it was the electric guitar, but
yep.
It was a, like a thicker body Gibson,
sure.
You know, nice and yep. thick. And can't remember if he used to stick his cigarette up in the end of the neck, you know, like a lot of guys did years ago. Or,
yep.
But
yeah, I remember
I still do.
Well, another, as I got thinking about this, this goes way back many, many years before we actually remember. But you remember Chuck Nutsman?
Yes.
He played drums with that group years ago.
That's right.
And yep. I remember, it's years yep. since I've, I mean, Chuck yep. has passed away now, but he told me the story that they used to play at the Straight Eight and on a Friday night, and they would all just have their beers and just keep a tab going. At the end of the night, we'll just settle up. And he said, every time we play, we ended up paying them. He said, we never came home with any money.
Yeah.
And they kept hiring them back, you know. I guess I could sure see why, but yeah, those were the fun days. But anyhow, thank you, Dave and Jeannie, for tuning in. They're great players, great musicians,
yeah.
and they're great people as well. Eddie, do you want to, what do you got there?
Sure.
Something you want to?
We'll do a, John thought we should do this Del Reeves song. It's one called One Dime at a Time in the key of G. We're going to announce them keys here. There's actually folks that listen to us that like to strum along.
That's right.
They appreciate it when we, at least that's our excuse. We'll
give this is three up on the big end.
Yeah, three G. up. Okay, you either turn right or you slide up three.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
He was a nice guy.
Yes. He had a broken leg or something.
He had a broken leg
when we were there.
He sat down
yeah.
on a stool out in front and he was
big cast and
big smile on his face and sang all of his hits. It was that was some fun stuff. Yeah.
On the billboard.
Yeah, that was one of his big ones. John, why don't you sing another song?
Alrighty. How about a Merle Haggard tune here? I like this song, always did like it, but the best part about it is Ed's lead on it, I think. That's why I like doing this song. I like to hear him play. In case you didn't know it, he is my favorite guitar player of anybody and everybody.
I gotta fight get my pick off the floor.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Stop the whole show. Shut her down to get the pick up here. We've been through this before.
Okay.
All right, we'll try this then. Things I learned in a hobo jungle. Things that never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming to Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I ain't bragging or complaining, talking to myself man to man. This old mental fight I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing. I take a lot of pride in what I am. Guess I grew up a loner. Don't remember ever having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone books, looking for my daddy's name in every town. And I meet lots of friends and people, always wind up leaving on the land. Hey, where I've been, where I'm going, didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am.
Folks, and our list keeps getting longer, and that's a good thing, but I can't say everyone's name, but we sure appreciate all the listeners we have out there. Again, Dave and Jeannie Larson from Duluth, thank you. Dan Wall and Beth, thank you for listening. Shirley Halliburton, Edna Bjorkman, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. There's some of our good friends, good neighbors out there. Bob Hubdy, he did a heck of a job with the Polka Busters, didn't he?
Absolutely. He stole the show.
He tore it up, I'll tell you.
Buffalo Bob.
Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana.
They were just back.
Just here. Saw him and Kathy. Yeah.
Really? Oh, nice. Yeah. Yes. And his sister Ruth from Houston, Texas, tunes us in. And his sister Mary from Stillwater. Tom Klinger. Renee Butler. The Love Bug. You remember that song, Eddie? That was one she always requested. My wife, Debbie. Putz. Always listens. Rodney Sather. Gary McIntyre, the old Polka Buster. New hearing aids. He's a new man, I'll tell you. Makes quite a difference, I tell you. Uncle Bob, We've already talked about him, but hello to you, too. Eddie, you got some folks there?
Yeah, just the neighbor. My wife, Joanne, Al and Ann always listen. I got to play with Tad Late last week with Darlene. It's great to have Kevin back playing bass with Darlene and the boys. And Brian Jevning, I think he's listening tonight. I got a text earlier this week, who's on this week? So I let him know. And the Cribbage Boys and the Hunyucks and Tom Kramer and Dale Heddleburton up there in Fargo. And the Seawells, they listen a lot. And I think Greg Wheeler and them Barn Boys have been listening a lot. So that's all I got.
Yeah. John, you got anybody that's tuned in that you know of?
Well, my family, I think the grandkids were going to listen tonight.
Good.
And talk, so I want to say hi to all them guys there. They're quite the crew, and they like music. So hello to everybody down our way toward Baldwin Way.
Yes, and of course, Mom is going to...
Mom, yeah.
She's going to get a copy of this.
Yeah.
So Festus, you got good. Somebody you want to...
Well, I guess I got the grandkids there.
Sure.
They're listening. They found out that it's going to be on here and was asked
good.
On this, and... So I hope they are listening.
Sure. And, you know, you can go back to the...
up already, you know.
And I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you have some more?
I was just going to mention real quick here, Eddie back here was talking to John about if I'd still was been with him the longest.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And so I'll make this story short, but...
He's never done that before, John.
No. This would be a first.
Years ago, before I knew you guys, I had a lot of acquaintances, a lot of people, and I was following another group. And I was looking for a true friend. And my mother said to me, well, Mark, you might have to pray. So I did at night. And lo and behold, I got introduced to John Murtha.
Oh. Huh.
And who had become my longest and best friend.
Sure.
But then I didn't know, with this talking about Arliss and Eddie and yourself, that I was going to get the whole family, too. And then with it come Eddie and Joanne and many, sure. many more.
Well, when God answered their prayer, he was very generous. He didn't stop at one, did he?
No, he didn't. Yes. And that's... Something.
It's a mutual feeling. Absolutely. Here, too, you know.
Long, long friendship.
You've been a true good friend to us for all these years. We traveled, oh, my God, it was our life, every weekend.
Sure.
You know, all of us guys traveling around playing, and it was such an exciting time, and Festus was there every minute of it. Every job we ever went to play, Festus was there. So, yeah, it turned out good.
Yeah.
And those are a lot of good memories.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. I'm going to try a song, it's an old song called Beautiful Brown Eyes. And I think, John, we learned this from Teddy Swanson.
Okay.
And yep. I think every accordion player, every old-time band always did this song. Dan Wall heard this, and he said, this is a great old folk song, and I don't know if it is or not, but but he said he thought it was something more so than
really?
Old-time bands. Let's see if we can do this.
All right.
I'll just kick her off, Eddie. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again. Oh, how I love you, my darling. I love you. Keep us apart. Here we go. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never life is full of worries and woes. A man needs the love of a woman to guide him wherever he goes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never lime blue eyes again. I'll never lime blue eyes again.
Very nice. Yeah. This is WPCA Radio in 93.1 Amory, Wisconsin, and
he's the guy with blue eyes.
Yeah. We're talking about Dan Wall, a good buddy of mine, but his wife had mentioned here a while back, and she wasn't making fun of anything. She just said, I think the names that you guys talk about on that show are so interesting. Names like Putz and Fizz and Shady and Reeland, which that is. She thought Reeland is a very pretty name. Clarion. And now we've got Festus. So, Beth, we have another one out there. And, of course, there was Hound Dog. Can't forget that. Rex Cactus. Whiskey Wheeler. So there's a variety of names that we have tossed around on this show. So,
I was going to ask, John, now, you've been in the business quite a long time now. How long have you been actually in the...
22 and a half years.
22
theatrics.
Theatrics.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been my life, my whole life. Well, not my whole life yet, of course. But...
We're going to have you sing another song before we get out of here too, John. But I just want to mention we've got a few dates coming up, including with you. July 10th, we're going to be at the Legion in Richmond starting at 5:30. And it's during their... I think it's their Fun Fest, their celebration in Richmond.
Yeah.
And then Eddie and I will be in Prairie Farm the next day for an ecumenical church service starting at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
We'll be at the Brow Tine, I believe, Eddie, in July. July 30th, we're going to be in Woodville, their outdoor new amphitheater they have there. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday night. And we'll be in Richmond again on August 18th. And a couple other things coming up in the fall. We get the campground north of town here. What's the name of the campground?
DN. Yep.
Okay, yeah, DN. Yep, it'll be, I believe that's September 10th. We've got some private parties, and your folks are all welcome to come to them too, right?
You bet. Absolutely.
No, I guess we can't invite you to those. But anyhow, John, why don't you do another song there?
All right.
Or Eddie, go ahead. Yeah.
No, John, you sing one. That's fine.
I've done enough. You do another one.
You want to do that instrumental, Eddie? You talked about...
Sure, let's hear Eddie play.
Are you guys going to fight?
It's like this every time we go out.
He's got a new lap steel here that's as pretty as can be.
I know, and I'm playing with the dogs.
And there's no knee levers, or Eddie's doing all this with those foot pedals.
So in the key of C, we're going to try a little Cole Cole Heart.
Okay.
We'll do a one, two.
Very nice, sir, Eddie. Yeah.
Pretty.
And that's tuned, you told me earlier, it's tuned to a straight what?
It's a, actually a C6.
C6.
So just six strings, and okay. On the end of the neck being E like a normal guitar, it's like the lower neck on my double neck.
Okay.
So I'm in key of C, so the vein has to stick out of my forehead for me to figure out what fret to go to. But,
if you get lost, just go back to C, right?
Or D.
D, yeah, well, yep, yeah. Yep. So.
And just stay there. We'll find you. Don't go striking off on your own looking for something.
Yes. We got time for you to do another tune?
Oh, all right.
We got about 3-4 minutes. We're going to run through it quick. And
Johnny Cash tune. I'm sitting here thinking about old times. Yeah, some old times, some old friends. And suddenly across my mind that I would like to see you again. Remember when we used to walk and talk. Said we loved each other, I recall. Made a lot of each plan. But the years have come and gone, and a whole lot has happened since then. But tonight, baby, memory's awfully strong on my mind, and I would like to see you again. It's funny how an old flame comes back. Yeah, come on back. Make you blue. I just saw a picture of a railroad track and some old shack. Guess I'd better straighten out my mind. I'll straighten it out. Go to bed. Pray that I don't dream about old times. Yeah, some old times and some old friends. But the years have come and gone, and a whole lot has happened since then. Tonight, baby, memory's awfully strong on my mind, and I would like to see you again.
Just got a few seconds to say thank you, John. Thank you, Mark Yonker, Festus Hagen. You're a legend. Did you know that?
Thank you. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Thank
Bob
you, guys.
Zonk, for
we're glad to be here. It's right.
Getting Bob back here in the studio is pretty special.
That's right.
And looking good. We must thank Lou Ann for all the work she does here, too. And Eddie Schmidt, climbing that tower. Eddie, I'd give you a lot of credit.
Yep.
He's a good sport, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with one of our rebroadcasts. But we're here the last Thursday of every month with a new show, and we're going to keep doing this as long as Bob don't fire us. We're going to keep doing
this.
So
sounds good. So, had fun.
Yes. Thank you.